Welcome to the Voter Talk podcast series. The New Zealand general election is going to be held on the 19th of September this year, which isn't very far away. We thought it was time for some informed commentary, so we'd really like you to join us for this and our subsequent podcasts. Hi, I'm Heather Roy, and I'm here with my TalkPoint business partner, Simon Ewing-Jarvey.
G'day, and welcome. Today we're talking about the political spectrum, and I shouldn't start with a grump, but I'm going to. Left and right. Far left, far right. I'm sick of it. Does it really mean anything anymore, Heather?
No, those terms are bandied about a lot, particularly by our media, because it's a convenient way to describe political parties. But I think that the terms have lost their meaning over time and mean different things to different people, so they're not good indicators of where people might sit on the political spectrum.
So where have these terms come from?
Well, they were first coined in the French Revolution, and they've sort of taken hold since then. So if you were considered to be from the right, it really was used to describe experiences of fascism and Nazism. So Hitler was considered to be far right, and also somebody like Mussolini. And there's that delightful saying, of course, to the right of Genghis Khan.
Yeah, right. And on the left, there's well-known names like Stalin, Lenin, Mao Zedong, Che Guevara, all those communist
South leaders. American dictators.
Okay. But in all those names would all be considered hard righties now, wouldn't they? So it shows how the terms have changed over time. And how would you describe them being used now?
Well, I've talked already about the media liking just to describe things in very simple terms and say they talk about left-wing ideas, the centre of politics, and then they talk about the right wing. But that really isn't a useful description of political ideology, either for people or for parties. I'm a great believer in looking at things in a bit more detail, and so there's a two-dimensional axis that we should use, I think, to describe it better.
Yeah, and we've built one around a sort of kite-shaped model where the one line represents the way the economy works and the other one, the vertical line, addresses how ideas are introduced and personal issues and the like. Do you want to talk about the market?
Yeah, sure. So on the x-axis on our model, you have socialist on the left, right through to free market on the right-hand side. That talks about that economic area that Simon just described. And then on the y-axis, there's liberal views at the top, down to conservative views at the other pole, if you like, the other end of that part of the kite.
Yeah, the term liberal's another poorly understood word in the political sense. It conjures up very emotive images of, dope-smoking hippies from the 70s, but it's not actually about that. If you think about conservatism, that's about keeping things running the same way as always, and liberal is the opposite of conservative. It's about bringing in new ideas and changing things, challenging the status quo. It's also about the level to which the government should have influence over people's personal lives.
That's right, and it's, if you're looking for a definition, it's really classical liberalism, and people being responsible for themselves, taking responsibility for their actions. The reason this is all important, you might be wondering why we're talking about this. It's actually really important to know where you sit on the political spectrum, what ideas you find most important, and of course then where the political parties sit, so that when you're voting, when you're looking for a party to support, you're supporting the one that is aligned to your ideals and ideas.
Yeah, and often people are surprised that they've been voting the way their mum or dad told them to, and that's not really where their philosophy or their sense of self in society is.
So if you'd like to have a closer look at the detail of our political spectrum, or the political spectrum as we at TalkPoint see it, you can go to our YouTube channel. It's called the TalkPoint channel, and you'll see there in the list of our little videos our political spectrum analysis. Well, that's enough from us for today, but we'd really like to hear from you too. What would you like to know about election 2020?
Yeah, perhaps there are things you'd like to know from people who have actually been elected or worked in Parliament. How much do your views have in common with each of the political parties? Sometimes that's quite surprising.
We'll do our best to answer your questions in future Voter Talk podcasts, and we hope that will help you spend your votes wisely.
That's right, and you can contact us through the contact section on our website, talkpoint.co.nz. That's talk as in leverage, TORQUEPOINT.co.nz. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thanks for joining the conversation. I'm Simon Ewing-Jarvie.
And I'm Heather Roy. Talk to you soon.